This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. First, the All-England team, the Poms. The All-England team insists they're going to continue to play baseball, though it's not working for them. Jeremy, why are they doing this? It hasn't been successful anywhere unless I've missed a couple of tests. Where have they won with it?
And the answer is they haven't really won with it anywhere, except maybe in the first few games 2 years ago when they tried it against Australia and a few other players, a few other teams. And I think the reality is the reason they're holding onto it is that they've invested so much time and effort in training to this new baseball style, which is a very aggressive, very different style of cricket to the slower strategic style that traditional cricket is normally played at. There's also been a very big publicity machine behind it too. So there's a lot of money, you could say, actually invested in baseball. And the fact is, I think let's just get down to it. On the Pom side, you have a captain, Ben Stokes, who's just very bloody minded. I think he's just very stubborn and not willing to admit that, you know, baseball just hasn't done as well as they needed. It just hasn't worked. And I don't think he's going to be ready to admit that it was a mistake maybe to do it. But the thing is that I guess in some ways, baseball was always an experiment, and that's what they said it was going to be. So what they're doing now is they're slowly changing what baseball is. So if you look at the rhetoric, if you look at the language about how Ben Stokes and the English are talking about baseball, they're saying, you know what, it hasn't broken it. It's not that it completely doesn't work, but, you know, there's going to be a few tweaks. So here's my prediction, I guess, John. If they don't get rid of baseball at all or completely, what we're probably going to see in the next couple of years with Test series is that baseball will actually become the original strategic way that England used to play cricket, albeit for a couple of maybe overs where they have some very aggressive playing styles, and then they'll go back to normal cricket. And they'll probably claim that that's what baseball is now. So it's basically an on-call aggressive style of cricket, not the entire game of cricket, which in reality, you know what, most teams do that anyway. So that's my take on it, but I think that's where it's gone.
Now, they were playing India, which is the best. And so not defeating India is not a blow to the team. India might have been the world champions, but for this Australian team, accidentally on purpose won the match in front of 60,000 screaming fans in India last summer, whatever it is, it's upside down. We now go to the Australian team that continues to winning. Is it getting tired of winning yet, Jeremy?
Well, I guess we are in some ways, but in all honesty, it still feels good, so maybe we won't. And you're right, we beat the Kiwis. We actually got them in New Zealand in a 5-test series, which has only just wrapped up about a week ago. And I think, you know, we did discuss this 3 weeks ago. We said Australia would probably win and we'd be coming home victorious because, you know what, the Kiwis haven't beaten us in New Zealand in the last 30 years. So it was fait accompli. But the thing was, John, we actually nearly lost this series. At the third test, the pinnacle test of a five test series, we were already 200 runs down against the Kiwis because the Kiwis, ironically, played a very aggressive form of cricket, almost like baseball by the UK standards, except the Kiwis just call it their normal playing style, and they got on top of us. And I don't know if maybe it was Australia was a little bit too confident going in or what it was, but somehow the Kiwis did really well. And I mean, honestly, kudos to them in how they played out the last two tests as well, right to the very end. Even in the fifth test, we were still about 100 runs down. I think it was 122 when we went in the bat. So there was every chance that the Kiwis could have taken the series because it was relatively close the whole way through. So you know what? We won. We're not quite tired of winning yet, but they nearly beat us. And I suspect when the Kiwis come against us here in Australia and sort of in the T20, so the much shorter form of cricket, they might give us a run for their money because they were playing a T20 style of cricket during the test series. So they've showed they've got some young players with a lot of speed and a lot of agility, which is exactly what the T20 series wants. So I'm not going to jinx it. They may get us.
Pat Cummins hit the winning runs. That was just a coincidence that the captain and the leader is the man to win the game. That he didn't arrange that. It just worked out that way.
That's right. It's almost impossible to arrange that because you'd have to mathematically figure out what your run rate on that day is going to be and what their bowling's going to be like. So I think it was a beautiful end to the series having your team captain actually hit the winning run. But honestly, John, there's really no way you can fix that in.
All right. Now we're coming. your fall time? Is this a good time for cricket to play? That they play around the world through the fall? Because it's summer. It's summer in the Northern Hemisphere, so they could easily travel to England and to India and to Pakistan and play in the north.
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, the thing about cricket is it is a summer sport, but the reality is because it's in the northern and southern hemispheres, all of our international cricket teams, and including our national teams that actually play against international teams, say in the UK, there's never an end to the season. So you're exactly right. What's happening here is at the local level in Australia, our cricket teams have all had their, basically their grand finals. So they finished up the Australian local level cricket season. But a lot of those players who then play for the districts, the national teams, or maybe feeders for the international teams, are now going overseas and playing test series in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's not just England, it's India, it's into Pakistan, it's into Sri Lanka, and even into the West Indies as well. So that's right. It's basically a shift now from the Southern Hemisphere to the Northern Hemisphere for the rest of the cricket calendar. But honestly, John, there is actually no cricket season, really. It actually goes the entire year round because it's such an international game.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Australia wins one more time. The English lose one more time. But we're going now to an Australian dictionary that Jeremy has brought to my attention to learn the origin and the meaning of the word palms, P-O-M-S, palms. It doesn't sound friendly, and we'll see. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zachas. I'm John Batchelor.